But let's talk about what it means for the world now. And I'm joined by Dr. Margaret Harris from the World Health Organization. And thank you very much for joining us this morning, Dr. Margaret Harris. We've waited so long. It's been such a long and grim year for so many people, such loss and suffering involved right across the world. Many people thinking the past 24 hours, is it all too good to be true? It's a huge break forward, but at the same time, is it being rushed?
Good morning, Anya. It's certainly some much-wanted good news before Christmas. No, it hasn't been rushed. The reason why it hasn't been rushed is because the science that was needed had actually been done before this outbreak. Much of the knowledge came from SARS and from MERS. So as a race, we're actually getting pretty good at making the most of what we're learning. As for the sort of regulators, they too have been doing the work prior to actually seeing the final data. They were ready to review it very quickly. So all the things that in normal times take a long time because, you know, people have got meetings scheduled 2 months in advance and they do things a lot more slowly, have been sped up, but corners haven't been cut.
And now we're going to all become very familiar with supply chains and cold storage, because two vaccines in particular, the Pfizer BioNTech and the Moderna ones, they require to be kept at very, very, very low temperatures. So the challenges of distribution there.
Yes, indeed. And again, actually, this is something that we in the world have quite some experience of, because the Ebola vaccine that we've used in conflict zones in some very, very difficult parts of the Democratic Republic of Congo and in Guinea and in Sierra Leone, that also is one that has to be stored at minus 79. And I can tell you, having done it myself, it's not easy, but you can do it. You can set up that cold chain and you can make it work.
And again, problems we hadn't thought about, but again, I understand some of the batches, because they come in, I think, a couple of hundred altogether. So by the time you break those up, the problems of actually getting those physically injected into the arms of, say, the most vulnerable in nursing homes who may not be able to move or be in a remote area.
Well, yes, indeed. And again, this is where the real challenge is going to come, the logistics. You are so right to raise that. And I heard earlier talking about how you have a surveillance system. And these things are critical. Not only do you want to make sure they get into people's arms, you want to make sure they're followed up for the second dose, and you want to follow everybody to understand whether or not there are any rare side effects and in whom that might be occurring. So all these things, all that tremendous planning work that has started, everybody's been thinking about this for some time, but now there'll be a huge acceleration. So I think a lot of the people running your public health system aren't going to get much time off for Christmas.
No, probably not, and not for the immediate future either. The other question that's going to arise, again, our Taoiseach Leo Varadkar talking about it at his parliamentary party meeting last night, we're going to have to have good records on everybody who gets the vaccine. They have to be reliable records. The last thing you want is, you know, is a black market and fake vaccine passports.
Absolutely. And that is another thing to watch out very much. So, in fact, we have a whole team of people expert in looking at the counterfeit issue. And we do know with medicines, for instance, that that is a big concern. So that's exactly right. You need to have a good system tracking everything at every level, and also, as I said, following up every person who gets vaccinated if you can, to understand how well this is working and how well it works for people, and also to reassure you will always have a group of people who are very anxious and worry about receiving the vaccine. The more information we have about how it works in populations, the more helpful it is for the people who are anxious.
There's a double challenge, isn't there? There's persuading those who are reluctant, and there's also going to be the fight for making sure that, you know, people who want the vaccine, that it's distributed fairly. How big a challenge is that globally, do you think?
You've put it very well. Yes, you've got the sort of the early adopters, the people who rush in and want it at all costs, and also who don't understand that this is a two-dose, most of them will be two-dose regimes. So it's not like, oh, I've got the vaccine, everything's good. No, what matters is what's happening in your body. Do you have the antibodies that protect you from the virus? And we know that you need the second dose in many of these regimes to ensure that protection. So at all levels, and it's very important now, and you've been doing a tremendous job yourself getting that information out and helping, ensuring that mm-hmm. your listeners have all the information they need to be doing the things they need to do to protect their health. And lastly, I would say we have to keep on with the public health measures. The less virus there is in the community, the more effective the vaccine will be.
I notice even overnight, as this, you know, good news was being celebrated around the world, more people died in the United States of COVID-19 than died in 9/11. The head of their CDC warning things will get worse before they get better.
Well, indeed, because again, with the vaccination, yes, it will start to protect people, but that will be an immune barrier. We will not That will not stop the transmission of the virus for a long time unless we do all the really solid public health measures. So in honour of all those people, more than 1.4 million people, please, I say to everybody, please continue with the measures. They're boring, they're annoying, but they do work.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for talking to us. That's Dr. Margaret Harris from the World Health Organization.